Man, Ham Radio from Montreal. Back in Montreal. Been a while since I've been here. I passed through on the way. I guess I've been back a few times. But what I always think about is those epic series of fucking episodes I did from here when Ian came to visit. It was the last time I ever saw her. It's a pretty cool town and it's kind of fun to be here. But that does always keep coming back into my head. Man, I'm on, like, Strip Club Row, right by Club Super Sex. Like, I'm not too far from Mount Royal. And I was like, maybe I should walk up it again. That's kind of fun. But last time I walked up it, I got a fucking blowjob on the top. So, you know, not, it's really not the same. I don't know. I might just wander around downtown a bit, just find a little coffee shop or some shit, do a little writing. Who the fuck knows? Ramble about my various thoughts. You know, there's definitely a sexiness to French girls. That is a true thing. It's just something about the attitude that's just it's just hot. There's also a certain look some French girls have that I don't mind. I think, I mean, I've always kind of liked androgyny in a way. And just yesterday I was on some YouTube thing watching some chick talk about some crap. And I was like, hey, that chick's pretty cute. And then down in her comments, someone asked if she was transgendered. So I put that on my Twitter, like, is that a bad sign? And my friend Sarah, the comic book artist, she was like, dude, you totally have a type. And I was like, huh, maybe that's true. But yeah, traditionally girly girls, not so into. And yeah, the French have this weird mixture of, I don't know, these sort of specific features that come up a lot that, I mean, there's a lot of really traditionally beautiful French girls, but there's a lot that are not as much, but I don't mind it. And I don't know, I like their attitudes. It's just like there's this sort of, this vibe of just being relaxed about sexuality that is way, sorry, not the way it is other places. A lot of short French dudes too. I read somewhere that only 4% of the population is above 4 feet. I mean, 6 feet. I'm part of the 4%, yo. Yeah, Matt lives here now because he works here. And he said, like, at his work, there's a couple of chicks that are just, like, real low-cut shirts and just really flaunting how hot they are. And that just wouldn't fly at all outside French culture in North America. But yeah, they got this thing where it's kind of like, yeah, that's right, I'm hot. I'm exerting a power over you, but I'm not going to pretend I'm not. You know, let's just roll with it. I like that. Also, man, French chicks, when they're, like, cool and dressed all stylish, are very, very cool. Whereas French dudes, it's a disaster. They are ridiculous. They just seem to have no sense of what is, like, stylish. It's like there's this one dude I saw, I don't know, it's just... It's hard to even describe, but it's just silly. They're just silly looking. All right, so let's play a song. I got a bunch of songs put aside for a KMFDM show, but I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that, because it's really tough to just do a whole episode about KMFDM. There's not that much to say, so maybe I'll just seed it throughout future episodes. Just do a little bit at a time. Oh, that's one thing I was going to say. Just thought of it because I just walked by and got some eyes from a girl. There is just this sense. I don't know. I just get this feeling that I could hook up a lot easier around here. There's just a vibe. I don't know what's going on in Toronto. There's just something where... Well, I guess maybe it's like I'm not big on being the pursuer. If a relationship kind of bubbles up organically, that's cool, but I don't like to have to push. And I guess that is not how it is around here. Matt was telling me about this girl at his work that... She wasn't French, she was Spanish, but I mean, it's a similar thing where she was kind of, like, they were hanging out a bit, and it didn't seem like it was going anywhere, and she was like, "Duh, you English people, and you're just so, you just won't say it, and you're interested in someone, so I'm just going to say it, I'm interested," you know? There's that forwardness. That works a lot better for me. I like that. All right, but maybe I'll get back to the KMFDM shit later. Instead, I'm going to see Smashing Pumpkins at the end of the month with Craig, so I've been digging through a whole bunch of Smashing Pumpkins stuff and remembering how awesome Billy Corgan is and how much I love him. He put out a song a little while ago, part of the Tear Garden series he's doing, called Lightning Strikes, and it's real cool. I'm going to play the little demo he wrote of it that's only like a minute long, and then them performing it live in Detroit. It's this really good quality live thing I found on YouTube. While I go into the Eaton Center across from Club Super Sex, the famous spot where I first ran into taps, sinks that turn on by putting your hand underneath a sensor, and I didn't know how it worked. Classic.
Love on telephones, love on open roads, into great unknowns I stumble brightly. In a go breathless, yeah, I'll link to your regret. Driving slumbers ain't found me best, but love on lovers, my bed is dead. Sha-la-la, you love me, sha-la-la, you love me. In the ways the city pours itself out, you can make this happen beyond your doubt. You can make this happen all right now. Love on telephone, love on open road, great unknown sun stumble brightly into gold reckless, yeah.
Just at a crossroads where there's the mountain on one side and then there's the rest of downtown on the other. Decided to stick with downtown. I think I'm gonna do the coffee shop and write and plan. I'm getting into writing more lately. You know what? Even when you first get to Montreal, I mean, people say it's English friendly, but I mean, compared to what? Fucking France? You know? I mean, everyone can speak English. They have English menus and stuff if you ask, but every sign is in French, like, just tons of French. And at first I feel weird about it, because it's like, I took all this French as a kid. Should I be trying to talk French? But after a couple of days, I just shook it off of like, it's still cool. Like, I can read all the signs. And if someone asks me something in French, I totally know what they're saying. But then I can just reply in English. Like, it's better for them. I think it's annoying to them if I try to use crabby French and forget words and stuff. They're like, why are you putting me through this? I know how to speak English, dude. Come on. So in that sense, it's really kind of neat. Like, we can both just speak our own languages and understand each other. It's pretty cool. That side of it's kind of fun. You know, there's not a lot of middle ground with French girls. I think it's that it's either that they're really kind of dolled up with tight clothes and fashion platey, or they just look like total 90s grunge girls. I like both sides, man. I like it all. I always thought it'd be kind of neat to just be in a relationship with a French girl and, you know, get my French back up to speed. You know, if I had a kid and teach them both, that'd be cool. It was amazing to me. I was thinking about that the other day, that when I went to school, I mean, I grew up, I learned all the normal school stuff, but in a whole other language that I didn't know at all. That's fucking insane. I think that's got to be one reason why I hated high school so much. I mean, it sucked, but must have been extra boring because it all became English at that point. And it's like, fuck, not only is this a total waste of my time, but I'm just doing it in English too? What the shit, man? What the fuck is all this? All right, I'm going to find a song to play. Well, actually, this could be a good time to start with KMFDM. Let's do it. So KMFDM is this band. They were, I guess, mostly based in Chicago, but the main guy, Sascha Konietzko, is from Germany. I think he's back in Germany now, but he lived in the States for a long time. They're like this industrial dance band. Like, that's kind of why I like them. It's like really hard dance music more than industrial, because industrial is like, I like it in theory, but I don't really ever listen to it, you know? It's just a little too much. Where KMFDM is not afraid to just make things catchy. Hit the old hi-hat, you know? Have a fucking, have a catchy chorus. Have a chick singing a hook. They did a bunch of stuff in the 80s. It was a little too, I don't know, it was very simple, and I didn't really like it that much. It was like a little too electronic. It was all this underground sort of dance stuff. But then in the 90s, it started with this album they put out called Angst. It wasn't the first album I heard by them, but that's when you go back to when I really like KMFDM. And there's like there's different eras of KMFDM. This is still basically the original team of Sascha, the guy named N. Esch. Gunter Schultz was the guitar guy. Some sort of frequent collaborators. They kind of established their signature style on this album, where it's like just guitar riffs just looped. I don't know, man. They're just cool. They're one of these bands, like, people know them, and they sold, like, you know, 2 or 3 million albums, but they're still kind of underground-ish, you know? Like, they had, like, one big single, and that was it. Just because MTV happened to grab a hold of this video they made and played it a bunch back in the day. I guess it's kind of a hard band to talk about, because on the one hand, I think they're really cool, and I like them a lot, but on the other hand, I could see, you know, how people could find them kind of, I don't even know. See, how would you describe what's wrong with them, you know? I don't know. Like, they're not artistically stretching their wings all that much. They make a joke about it in one of their songs. Like, hey, if it works this good, why fuck with it? But I got a lot of good memories throughout my life of 90s era, especially KMFDM. So this is the first song from that album, Angst. It's called Light. And it's a real good example of the KMFDM sound. If you like this song, you're in for a treat with my future KMFDMness. If you don't dig this one, then it's not gonna get any better. But yeah, I really like this song. I could listen to it over and over. So this is Light by KMFDM. We'll be right back. I got a little lost and turned around, but I think I'm in Old Montreal now or thereabouts. The streets are all kind of cobblestoney. Not really sure where I am. It's nice though. It's nice to just wander, man. From Matt's place, he lives pretty far out. It's at the Côte Vertu station, right at the end of the orange line. Oh yeah, there's the water. So yeah, I'm totally in Old Montreal. Sweet. I borrowed his bike and just biked around. And I was like, I wonder if I can make it. I only had the vaguest sense of like, all right, downtown is that away, and just started biking. I don't even think I quite made it halfway, but I kind of got looped around and turned in various directions. Basically, about 7 hours later, and I wasn't really trying to get downtown, it was just an excuse to go biking and bike around. So after about that 6 or 7 hours, I finally had to text Matt and be like, all right, I'm here. How the fuck do I get back? It's fun, though, getting lost, because it's hard to do. Like, I really can't get lost in Toronto anymore. And I got kind of lost in Queens. It's really, you just really can't get lost in Manhattan. It's too regimented and numbered. But even Queens is like that quite a bit. I mean, I got lost in the sense that I had a hard time getting back in time. You know, it's like, oh, I gotta be back by 2, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. But even in Queens, it's basically numbered. It's, yeah, just plowing through Montreal and just like, well, maybe if I just keep going, I'll find something I recognize. But I mean, the amount of Montreal that I know is just this tiny little bit. So yeah, that was fun. Traffic is a lot calmer here too. They have different traffic laws. You can't turn right on a red. And everything is very regimented. Like, these people go, then these people turn, then people walk. Like, nothing is combined, which is good if you're on a bicycle. One thing, though, I noticed it more out where Matt lives, but also down here, is à louer, the signs that say for rent. Like, there's quite a few of them. I read somewhere that Quebec as a whole is one of the poorest parts of Canada because, I mean, I assume just because it's sort of limited, right? Like, they're so dedicated to their French. Like, it's not even bilingual officially. That's why all the signs are French. The stop sign just says arrêt. That's it. Like, everything's French. So, I mean, it really narrows your commerce abilities, I would think, to be so dedicated to such a little idiosyncratic language. This is the kind of thing where, like, you know, I never really bought in too much to this economic decline of 2008 because I just didn't see it. Anywhere I went, which was really only, you know, Maine, New York, Baltimore, D.C., and then a bunch of Canada, I just really didn't see signs of it. But around here, you really can see signs that it's just not as affluent as, like, Toronto is, or Ontario in general. Which, you know, I don't know, I have any point to make, just something I noticed. That was one big thing, just fighting with Keith Malley in New York about freaking economics. What I think most people didn't get about that whole recording when I was just drunk and fighting with him wasn't even about any of these specific issues. The real story there was how impossible it is for me to talk to that guy. That's the real tale there. Oh shit, I just saw something I recognized. Cool. Now I know I've been here before. See, that's kind of fun. It's kind of fun just to go back to places that I've been before, that I don't really know if I'll ever be back to. And then, oh, here I am. I'm back. Like, that happened for sure with Flushing, Queens, and Briarwood, where Keith and Hemda used to live. Oh, is this the Science Center? Yeah, it totally is. I went here with Ian while we were here. But yeah, I remember when their studio moved, I was really like, well, I'll never be back here again because it's way the fuck out in Queens. Like, why would I ever be? But then I ended up back in Astoria this summer and had a bike, and it's not that far. The boroughs ain't that big. So I was just biking around, and I'm like, oh, shit, here's the stadium, and then, oh, here's me and Relic's old house, and I don't know if I ever made it all the way down the street to Keith and Hemda's old place, but I was in the hood, and it's like, holy shit, like, look at this, I'm back at a place I really didn't think I would ever be back to. That's pretty cool. So yeah, here I am now walking about Montreal again. See, there's times when I'm like, I miss various people from my past. So obviously being back here reminds me of Ian a bit. I don't know if you'd caught me 2 hours ago. I was like, oh yeah, this kind of sucks to be here all by myself.
Has Jeff spoken to you?
But right now, I don't know. I'm feeling okay, actually, because I'm always in that, it's always that tipping point with everybody where I'm like, oh, I'll remember how fun this, that, and this was. But it's not that hard to remember, like, oh yeah, but remember that, that's the other thing that sucked. I really waffled quite a bit about dropping Ian a line while I was in New York this summer, because I was there like 2 whole months. But I find if it's something I gotta go back and forth on that much, it's better that I don't. My life has definitely not been a life of assertive, quick action. It's way more slow, glacial change. And that has worked way better for me. Like, once I decide on a new course, I'm sticking with it. It just takes a long time to turn the ship and then start moving. But if it's just kind of an erratic impulse, I don't tend to follow it. And that has never really been a bad way to go. And I don't know that it's even a choice. Like, I'm gonna stick with it. I think it's just how I am. So here we are. But yeah, I don't know. It's now that I'm really feeling like I'll probably never head back to New York, it's like, oh well, I guess that there goes that opportunity. One time I was even in her old neighborhood with I went to see Kyle's band. Walked right past her house that I assume she still lives in. I'm just like, holy shit, look at this. Look, another place that I'm back at. Which I guess proves that I'm all like, well, probably won't go back to New York. But if anything came out of this particular ramble, it's that I always end up back where I think I'm not going to go. Speaking of which, I'm going back to my hometown fucking next week. After 3 year absence. Blah, not looking forward to that. Alright, let's find a song. You know, I'm just walking along the waterfront and I can see this big-ass bridge. It goes across the river, past the amusement park. I don't know what it's called. But I remember when I was here with Ian and Matt, we walked across that bridge. We had Tim Horton ice caps with rum in them. Man, that shit is delicious. It's built for that. But I remember that bridge scared the shit out of me. And looking at it now, like, yeah, it is way high up. It was fucking terrifying. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought we had a pretty good little time hanging out. But later, Matt kind of was less like, man, that Ian, just like kind of a bitch, right? Which, I don't know. Maybe, I guess. I guess it's hard to see from the outside, because, or from the inside. Because this girl that Matt's living with right now, good lord. She's nice and all, but she is 10 kinds of stupid. Just like so annoying. Like, it just, I can't stand talking to her. It's ridiculous. I don't know how he does it. But yeah, I'll take mean over stupid any day. Okay, here's another Smashing Pumpkins song, but just barely. It's James Iha, the old guitarist. He did some songs. He's a shit singer. Like, he's a real crap singer. Like, I don't mind if someone's just a bad singer, but this dude, his voice is just so thin and weak and just lame. He really sucks. There's a... I was going through the... all the unreleased stuff from Melancholy, and some of he's got a bunch of songs James does, and some of them would be pretty good if Billy fucking sang them. But this one, what saves it is it's sort of a duet, and the chick from Veruca Salt sings on this one as well, so it's kind of a nice little song. It's called Said Sadly, and her parts are good.
Shouldn't love like lovers do. Je t'aime tant, je t'aime tant. Pourtant, comme le temps qui passe et ment, j'attends. Toujours perdante, tu me tourmentes.
I played that song a little while ago, but fuck, I play it again. It's called Je T'aime Tant by Julie Delphi. It's a real good tune, and you know, it's French, so it seems appropriate. You know, earlier I came downtown with Chris, and we walked past Club Super Sex. It must have been at, like, noon at that point. Now it's like 2:30. But yeah, there's a dude just like, hey, come on in. Gratuit, you know, no, it doesn't cost nothing to come in this time of day. And, I wonder what the girls are like at this time of day. Traditionally, I mean, especially in strip clubs, man, Montreal girls are fucking hot as fuck. There's this little website, I don't know if it's still around, you can find some of the clips though. It's like Strip Club Love, where a dude's in a strip club, and which is mysteriously empty for the filming. But he talks the stripper into banging him in the back, and he's French as fuck. It's definitely filmed here. He's just like, hey, what do you say? We go into the back? And some of them are not clever at all, where it's like, hey, would you like a dance? Hey, if we go in the back, can I get a blowjob? She's like, sure. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, yeah, French strip club chicks are hot, but I wonder what it's like at noon. And if I just had money was no issue, that'd be kind of fun. Just go to a strip club right now, fuck around for a while. But there's nothing worse than being a skinflint at a strip club. You know, if you're going to go in and just blow like $100, then sure. But It's the only way to not feel awkward. Keep the money flowing, yo. I could not see... I haven't been to strip club in like 3 years, I guess. But I could not see going in and just being skint. Not cool. Be very awkward and weird. I was actually considering going to the sucky strip club in my hometown just because it's such a garbage place and it's only like one or two nights a week. But it in the ensuing 3 years that I've been gone, they fucking tore it down, man. It's gone. Nothing left. I heard a biker gang, some Hell's Angels type, were gonna buy it and make it their base of operations. So instead the city bought it, or a church bought it or something, and bulldozed the fuck out of it. Alright, well, let's do one more KMFDM song. So the album after Angst was called Nile, and it's my favorite. That's the first I ever heard of them. Was it was on like a promo for an anime, I think it was like that Street Fighter animated cartoon, the first one that came out. The song was real good, and I was like, man, what the fuck was that song? And I found out it was by KMFDM. I didn't know what it was called. And then, I don't know, a month or two after that, because this was before the internet and stuff, it was the mid-90s, I was at Backstreet Records, the used record store that was down the hall from in the same little building as the comic shop I worked at, and I saw two KMFDM albums, Nile and Extort. So I bought Nile, and I didn't know what this song was called. I thought maybe it would be called Wildfire or something. But I popped it in the CD player, and there was track one, man. And to me, this is still, after all these years, this is the ultimate KMFDM song, man. I love this song. Can't remember the name of the guy who sings on this. But he shows up quite a bit throughout the years. He might even be a permanent member of KMFDM now. But man, just top to bottom, this album is so good. Most KMFDM is about 50-50. You know, there's like half of it is really cool, catchy songs, and the other half is kind of take it or leave it. Nile was the one for me that's just all the way through, and this is the best song on it. But I'll probably play two or three songs from that album, because it's real awesome. But for now, here's Ultra. And you know, if you were on the fence with that last song, with Light, Ultra is definitely the make or break. If you don't like Ultra, get the fuck out of here. First off, you're crazy, and second off, you're not, KMFDM is not for you. Pretty fucking sweet tune, right? But now I'm going to do what all music hipstery nerds hate and play Linkin Park. I wasn't planning on it, but I was just, you know, listening through my miscellaneous fucking folder on my little MP3 player, and their new album, what is it even called? Living Things. I don't like it nearly as much as the one before this, whose name I can't remember. It was about atomic bombs and shit. It was really fucking cool. But it was a, like, weird album. This one is a little back, more back to basics. But man, I don't know. I just listened to this song, In My Remains, track 2. It's just fucking catchy, man. I don't know how you can deny that. It's just catchy. So fuck you. Oh, I'm cool. I don't like Linkin Park. Well, fuck you. I'm not cool, and fuck you. How do you like that? Here's In My Remains by Linkin Park.
army falling one by one by one.
Man, just dropped my recorder again. Can't believe this shit still fucking works, man. Ah, so it's one thing with staying with Matt is it's it's a 2-bedroom apartment. It's not too bad, but with him and his lady friend and me and Chris. Chris is in the spare room. They're in the other room. I'm just sleeping on the couch. So you know, it's a little crowded. So I didn't get to spend any alone time with my penis last night or this morning. As soon as I woke up, Chris is like, "All right, dude, let's head downtown." He went off on his own. He's at the botanical gardens drawing and stuff. But, yeah, man, it's just a biological need, yo. I'm walking around. I think that's why my mind was drifting toward a club of super sex and all the millions of other fucking strip clubs we walked by today. So down here by, it's called Old Port, down by the water. And I found this little washroom totally fucking just deserted. It kind of feels like midway between... like something they would set up just for like a carnival or something. It's a little better than that, but it doesn't seem like a totally permanent thing. It sort of like feels like you're camping a little. It's just the doors propped open. No one around though. Go into this little bathroom with this little crappy stall. And I'm like, fuck it, man. I got porn on my phone. Let's do this. Pretty quick operation. Didn't take too long. Occasionally some people would walk by outside, but nobody came in. But just the weirdest timing where Matt, you know, he has to work, so he's just at work all day. And you know, once in a while, just text me and be like, "Yo, man, what's up?" Just because he's bored. And at that exact moment, he's like, "Hey, what are you up to?" So I made the decision to wait until I was back out here in the world before I text him back. I don't need to get too specific. Old Montreal's fine. Not like, "Oh, yo, I'm beating off in a bathroom, man. What are you up to?" But yeah, I feel much more, my head's much clearer now. I like it. Because I'm kind of thinking I might just hang out down here till, it's only like 3:30 now. Just hang out till the sun goes down. Fuck it. I came all the way down here. What's the hurry to go back? But if I'm just walking around with my head fucking clouded with needing to jerk off all day, it's no fun. Alright, I'm gonna play this Distiller song. What the fuck's it called? Paranoid? Is that what it's called? It's this little 2-minute song and it's real good. This chick Brody, she still does stuff, still has band, but it's not as good as the Distillers, man. I loved the Distillers. That band was good. So here's Paranoid by the Distillers. In tribute to public, semi-public masturbation. Probably goes on all over. I wonder, within a 1-mile radius of me, how many people? Probably, maybe none, actually. Let's be honest about this, but... but there's also so many hot French girls walking around, man. Holy balls. When I was sitting down by the water, just pulled out my phone, did some writing. But there was this really hot chick with her mom. You know, she's in her 20s. The mom didn't look too bad. Whatever, how old she was, but the daughter's so hot. These just tight red jeans. And I just, you know, saw them out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, "Oh, well, that'll be nice when she walks by to look at her ass." And then they stood there and took picture after picture of each other for like 5 straight minutes. I was like, really? Oh. You know, just, will you just walk by so I can look at your ass and get back to what I'm doing? And stop dividing my attention. See, that's what it's like when you haven't jerked off when you're a dude. It's ridiculous.
I step right off the earth, a dove blood rush to my head. I'm going down to where the lucky ones have led. I lose no veil up to reveal a fascination. And if you crave it, then you know that you are ill and you're in die.
so I just walked down St. Catherine toward more directly by where me and Ian stayed when we were here. So I gotta admit, it hit me a little more once I was in the exact specific places. It's funny going down that street too, because it starts out, turns into like kind of the gay part, and then it morphs into the semi-homeless gay older guys just like a fucking just messes, and then it just kind of turns into cheap-ass hipsterville. Now I'm back around to the cool part of downtown. I found there's this one coffee shop I always end up at every time I'm in Montreal. I found it again, but it's a little busy. I'm not gonna hang out there today. But I found it. I wasn't sure. I was just walking, and then it's like Rue Saint-Denis, and then I turn, and then I was about to walk right past it, and then I saw it. My sixth sense kicked in. But yeah, I don't know. Seeing all the old stuff that I did, it's like, some of it feels good, some of it feels bad, but who really gives a fucking shit? Alors, ça c'est tout de Montréal. Ce n'est pas si mal être ici avec mes amis anciennes. C'est vrai que tu ne peux pas faire les nouveaux amis anciennes. Tu sais, c'est juste les personnes que vous avez pour toute ta vie. C'est juste, c'est simple, c'est facile. Alors, ça c'est bon, ce n'est pas si mal, alors, mais, I don't know what the word for ironically is, but ironically, quand je vais back to my hometown, see, I can't really keep up French very long, I end up having to sprinkle in English back and forth, although that can be kind of fun too when people learn to it, mais, quand je retourne à ma hometown, et peut-être ça ne va pas, ça n'aurait pas. Fuck, I forget my fucking verb tenses. Maybe it won't be so bad. I don't know. Probably it will be. I'm not really looking forward to it. I kind of just want to go back to Toronto from here. You know, I could. There's no reason why I couldn't. Ugh, but I got to do it. I haven't been home for 3 fucking years, dude. Ugh. Gotta do it. I don't even have a return ticket figured out. I should just do that. I should, fuck it. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna get that sorted out. I think that'll make me feel better just knowing I'm not gonna be there for like 2 weeks. Why would I stay for 2 weeks? 1 week is plenty. Fuck it. All right, well, let's finish off this show. Let's jump tracks instead of just remembering about stuff me and Ian did. Let's just jump back to a song that reminds me of Erica instead. This is the song Bliss by Muse. It's a real catchy song. I like it a lot. It makes me think of the seawall in Vancouver for no reason. The music itself is really not very seawall-y. Just because when I heard this song, I lived in Vancouver. Au revoir.
dreaming about you, pain.